Good morning, everyone. John Curta here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall, east of downtown Bad Axe. You'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe. The Michigan Department of Transportation, MDOT, announced there will be lane closures while routine inspections are done on bridges in Saginaw, Aranac, Tuscola, St. Clair, and Sanilac counties. Traffic will be controlled with lane closures on all structures. Flagging operations will also be in place on M13, M24, and M19. On June 22nd, there will be lane closures to inspect bridges on M13 East Road over the Cass River in Saginaw County and on US 23 Center Street over the Rifle River in Aranac County. There will be lane closures on M24 in Ellington Street, Mertz Road over the Cass River in Tuscola County on June 23rd, and there will be lane closures on eastbound and westbound I-94 over the Pine River in Clare County on June 24th. There will be lane closures on M-46 Gratiot Road over the Tittabawassee River in Saginaw County on June 25th. And there will be lane closures on M-19 Ubley Road over the middle branch of the Cass River in Sanilac County. Because the work is weather-dependent, the inspection schedule is subject to change as needed. And the Tuscola County Board of Commissioners will conduct a meeting of the whole at 8 a.m. on Monday, June 22nd, in the boardroom of the Purdy Building at 125 West Lincoln Street in Caro. According to the preliminary agenda, commissioners are expected to review the proposed final agreement for medical examiner services, and David Stevens, Community Corrections Coordinator, will explain the Community Corrections grant that is available for 2027. The meeting can be attended virtually by phone or by going to the county's website at TuscolaCounty.org and following the directions there. When we come back from this Flannery Auto Mall sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news. Looking for the best deal on your next ride? Well, you need to get to the mall, the Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe. Check out the 2026 GMC Terrain Elevation, heated seats and wheel, Google Maps built-in, huge 15-inch infotainment screen, lane departure warning, blind zone alert, park assist, cross-traffic alert, floor liners, and so much more. Lease it for just $362 a month. Or step up to the 2026 GMC Sierra Elevation Crew 4-Wheel Drive, heated seats and wheel power seats, 13.4-inch infotainment with Google Maps, 20-inch black rims, all-terrain tires, lane departure, and lane keep assist. Full trailer package with brake controller, dual zone climate, and more. Lease it for just $349 a month. And don't forget Buick. The 2025 Buick Encore GX brings heated seats and wheel power seats, lane change alert, rear cross traffic, remote start, and more. Lease it for just $305 a month. So what are you waiting for? Go to the mall, the Flannery Auto Mall, 1225 Sand Beach Road on the east side of Bad Axe. The thumbs up for GMC. We are professional grade and Buick exceptional by design.
Lease prices are for a 36-month lease with 2,000 hours down to 12,000 miles per year. See Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe for details today.
On your next trip to Bad Axe, make sure to stop downtown and visit Buckley Shoes, Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Flannery Auto Mall.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news. In Huron County District Court, Judge Ferris presided over the case of the people of the state of Michigan versus Ray Lee Nicole Jeffers. Ms. Jeffers faced a felony charge of unauthorized access to computers, allegedly committed on or about November 6, 2025. This offense carries a potential penalties of up to 5 years in prison or a $10,000 fine. Chief Assistant Prosecuting Attorney David Wallace represents the people, while Attorney Michael Morosky represents Ms. Jeffers. The court has scheduled a probable cause conference for July 2nd at 9:30 a.m., with the preliminary examination set for July 10th at 9 a.m. Bond was set at $3,500, with 10% already posted. A key condition of the bond prohibits Ms. Jeffers from accessing computers or the internet. The prosecution noted concerns that Ms. Jeffers was on probation in circuit court and bound in Tuscola County for a separate case at the time of the alleged computer offense. Ms. Jeffers is directed to meet with pretrial services to clarify bond conditions, particularly regarding online work schedule access. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall, east of downtown Bad Axe. You'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe.